540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A top staffer in the Milwaukee City Attorney's Office is out of a job. Naomi Sanders resigned this week after missing a court appearance last week that involved a contested 2024 property tax assessment. The Journal Sentinel reports the no-show could cost the city $500,000. However, Milwaukee is fighting the judgment. Officials say Sanders decided to resign instead of being terminated. Mayor Cavalier Johnson told the newspaper the missed court date was a preventable setback. More rain is on the way, and MMSD is asking people to use less water after heavy storms yesterday. The district issued a water drop alert to help reduce the chance of sewage overflows. People are being asked to avoid washing dishes, take shorter showers, and wait to do laundry if heavy rain continues. MMSD also recommends emptying rain barrels onto lawns or gardens so they can collect more stormwater. UW-Milwaukee is seeking state funding for major campus upgrades. It includes a nearly $198 million renovation of the engineering building. The plan would add updated classrooms, laboratories, research space, and student areas. The university also wants $27 million to renovate resident bathrooms and kitchens in Sandberg Hall. The governor and legislature has to approve the funding before the work can move forward. Kenosha police are ending their contract with Flock a year early because of concerns about data security and camera tracking capabilities. Their police chief said the department has not found any officer misusing the system, but they have questions about who can access and share the information. The Kenosha department plans to switch to the Axon license plate cameras under a broader $14.5 million tech contract. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. If Green Bay locals are wondering why they're seeing Notre Dame banners flying at Lambeau Field, they won't be wondering for long. The crown jewel of the NFL is currently awash with Badgers red, too, as Lambeau Field gears up to host the UW-Wisconsin Badgers versus the Notre Dame Fighting Irish this Sunday. It's a gridiron matchup 6 years in the making, and the party comes first this weekend in Green Bay. On Broadway's Mary Rohde stopped by the Civic Media Studios to give us a preview of all the fun planned at the Badger Bash North happening on Saturday.
The football combine itself, Wisconsin Athletics is bringing about 8 to 10 different combine stations. So you think 40-yard dash, you think high jump, you know, all of those kind of drill type stations.
Yeah.
And kids can work their way through all of those stations. There'll also be a Bucky photo op opportunity there as well. Mischief and Magic will be on site doing balloon animals and face painting. There'll be a Badgers bounce house. Really just an awesome time there from 2 to 3:30.
Festivities kick off at 1 p.m. on Saturday with the full UW marching band parading through streets starting at 3:30. Saturday wraps up with a fireworks display over the Fox River. The Badgers take on Notre Dame at Lambeau on Sunday. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. The home of the green and gold will once again be sporting Badger colors this winter as college hockey takes the stage for the Frozen Tundra Face-Off. Wisconsin's women will face Ohio State, and the Badgers men take on Michigan in an outdoor doubleheader. The Travel Wisconsin Frozen Tundra Face-Off is set for Saturday, February 20th in Green Bay. It'll be the first hockey event at Lambeau since 2006, when Wisconsin beat Ohio State in the Frozen Tundra Hockey Classic. Tickets go on presale September 9th, with general sales beginning September 11th. Wisconsin's measles outbreak has now topped 100 confirmed cases. The latest numbers show the majority of cases in southwestern Wisconsin. Iowa County leads the way with 55 cases of measles. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated against the highly contagious disease. As the new school year gets underway, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is asking parents to check their children's vaccination records to make sure they're protected from serious vaccine-preventable diseases like measles. State Health Officer Paula Tran says the measles outbreak makes it especially important to be up to date on vaccinations. She says back to school is a good time for caregivers to check vaccination records to support their own children's health and the health of their classrooms. You can use the Wisconsin Immunization Register industry or contact your healthcare provider to check vaccine status for your children as well as yourself. Employers are also being asked to have employees show records of their last vaccination. A long-awaited project to replace the aging Blatnik Bridge between Superior and Duluth is now underway. It's backed by more than $1 billion in federal funding and hundreds of millions from Wisconsin and Minnesota. There was a groundbreaking this week on the bridge, which carries about 33,000 vehicles a day and is a major route for trucks moving goods to the port of Duluth Superior. Wisconsin drivers heading out for Labor Day weekend can expect some busy roads, some work zone delays, and a reminder to slow down and drive safely. AAA says the heavy traffic already started yesterday afternoon and expects the next round this afternoon and evening, and again Monday afternoon. The DOT says most construction work will pause for the holiday, but several lane closures and detours remain across the state. Drivers are urged to buckle up, put phones away, and avoid drinking and driving. You can check 511 Wisconsin for traffic conditions before leaving. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Badgers in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Wisconsin Badgers football team has been moving in, getting ready for Sunday night's game against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I asked Jordan Love, as he was on his way out for the Labor Day weekend, about the two schools playing here on the Packers' home turf.
You know, I think you got to stay with the in-state team here with Wisconsin. I think it's pretty cool opportunity for those teams to be able to play here. I think the stadium, I assume the stadium will be packed out, so it'll be cool.
The weekend begins with a parade featuring the Badgers and former players in a parade tomorrow afternoon on Broadway Street at 3:30 in downtown Green Bay. Baseball tonight in Cincinnati, it's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers losing last night to the Cubs 2-1. Milwaukee still with an 8-game lead over Chicago.
All season they've been pretty consistent. There's some bumps in the road, you know, realize where our weaknesses are and try to get better.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering showers or thunderstorms this morning, then mostly cloudy with a high near 80 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.